hello. Tolda Radio. This is DJ Guapofu welcoming you to the live 184th episode of the Copacetic Music Hour. Broadcast as typical from North Potomac, a suburb of Washington, D.C., just to its northwest in Montgomery County, Maryland. Tonight we listen to the intercontinental London-based New Age cumbia rock band Los Bichos. We just listened to La Bomba, and this is Las Panteras. Thank you. this is Los Crismos. As we get towards the halfway mark, I will give a quick introduction to Los Bijos, who, as far as I know, have only been around for 7 years, since 2017. I had a real hard time finding more than 20 or 25 of their tracks on YouTube. This is Pista, or Fresh Start, and this is quintessential cumbia sound right here. Thank you. sorry about that. I think Mix crashed. I might need to blame my cat because she has been running over the keyboard. Talkie-talkie Charlie. There she goes again. Sorry about the 5 or 10 minute delay. I had to reboot my laptop because of some issue that was causing Mix to crash repeatedly. A lot smoother to me than the first part of the show. Must have been something holding up the stream. This is Talkie Talkie Charlie again, and the next track is Tequila, and then The Link Is About to Die. Oh, no worries. Yeah, you don't need to apologize, Maya. Thank you. finally pull up some background on Los Bichos here, finally. So to give some background, Los Bichos is a pan-continental band based in London, England, consisting of Western Australian-born Sarah Patel, Uruguayan Agustina Ruiz, Sarah Patel on the guitar, Agustina Ruiz on the guitar and synthesizer, Swede Josephine Johnson on bass guitar, and South London-born Nick Crawshaw on drums and percussion. They predominantly play instrumental music in the style of cumbia from the 70s and 80s. I believe this group was recommended to me by someone, probably Gemlog. I'll just give Gemlog credit. Los Bichos was formed in London in 2017. Describing the band's sound, guitarist Sarah Patel said, "I wanted to sound like Van Halen and Cocteau Twins, but from Turkey." With the band also carrying influences from Patel's mother's 70s Anatolian rock records, Ruiz's Latin American music collection, Madonna's La Isla Bonita period, out of control pop from Johnson, and punk thanks to Crawshaw's time drumming in various punk bands. The band went on to early releases with labels Black Hand Records, Strong Island Records, and Bad Vibrations. In 2019, Franz Ferdinand frontman Alex Kapranos produced their sold-out debut 7-inch single, Pista, Great Start, described as sounding like William Onyeabor discovering cumbia. The band's debut KEXP session, filmed at Trans Musicales Festival, was released on March 7, 2020. During the COVID lockdowns that followed shortly afterwards, the video gained traction on YouTube, attracting worldwide attention, and has amassed over 2 million views. This was followed by a self-released sold-out 7-inch, The Link Is About to Die, in 2020. In July 2021, Los Bichos featured on the track Erkalet Guzeli by Turkish band Altin Gun. They reunited with Alex Trapanos to record their debut album, Let the Festivities Begin, which was released by City Slang in February 2022, alongside a European headline tour. Really impressive to see how much they generated and how many places they were able to perform during the pandemic and just after. You can see, you know, YouTube definitely had an effect, as I mentioned earlier. Talking of the collaboration, Johnson said, "We asked him to produce us again, and he brought out the best in us in a really encouraging way." With Patel adding, "He used a lot of his vintage gear, including some cosmic synths that give our songs a bit of added sass." They released their debut studio album, Let the Festivities Begin, in February 2022, with the songs Good to Go, Las Panteras, and Pista released as singles beforehand. Following the release of their debut record, the band received critical acclaim from the likes of BBC Six Music, KEXP, Rolling Stone Magazine, NME, and various media outlets. My cat is enjoying my left leg and left knee so much that she has her front leg stretched out on either side of it. The band made their TV debut to a huge crowd at the Park Stage at Glastonbury in June 2023 as part of the BBC's coverage of the festival. In June 2024, the band performed live on France's Arte TV show Ground Control. The band's second album, Talkie Talkie, was released on August 30th, 2024, again via City Slang Records. In 2021, Los Bichos signed a publishing deal with Reservoir Media. Their debut live show was supporting the Parrots at Oslo Hackney on May 10, 2017. They completed a European tour with Mac DeMarco in 2019 and supported acts like Ty Siegel and Kikagaku Moyu in London. A number of high-profile festival sets raised the profile of the band across Europe and North America. The band played sets to huge crowds at Coachella, South by Southwest, Glastonbury, Rock and Scent, End of the Road, Levitation, and Wide Awake Festival. A sold-out tour of the UK followed the album's release. In 2022, the band joined Belle and Sebastian on a US tour, as well as joining King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard on a European tour in 2023. They've also supported the likes of Pavement, Franz Ferdinand, and Parquet Courts. With that, we'll continue listening to The Link Is About to Die. It's like whatever issues I had before with mix crashing are so far resolved after 10 minutes. Let's see how many tracks we have left here. Looks like about 6. Tip Tap is next. Very cumbia beat and melody here. We'll be right back.
trap door.
KEXP performance of Tripping Party. Thank you. This is a live performance of The Link Is About to Die. Our last track will be Bugs Bunny. And with that 6-minute warning, let's see who we have scheduled for next week. Oh yes, Chaprolinas, I'm familiar with. I haven't had them, Gemlog or Maya. I think those are grasshoppers fried in lemon juice, chilies, and salt. Oh, Mercator produce. Chaprolinas, thank you. Chaprolinas. I have two words for you, Maya and Gemlock. Mercator projection. That's very, very, you know, European and North American bias. This was great. It's sad that mix worked on us. Next week is Gloria Trevi. Oh, I meant the Mercator projection is being biased. Mercator projection. No, that's important. That tool you share Gemlog to contraindicate. The long conclusions taken from that projection. Such strong cumbia vibes. Looks like we just have 2.5 minutes left, so I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in and for being so patient with the many technical difficulties. I'm going to stitch together the 3 recorded MP3s, unfortunately, for this episode and play them tomorrow in the rerun at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and hopefully next week we should be set with any technical issues resolved. Thank you for tuning in, and have a great start to your weekend. Just a few more minutes of Bugs Bunny here. Wow, this is good. Truly amazing. What a way to end. And with that, we conclude this episode of the Copacetic Music Hour. Thank you for tuning in, and have a great rest of your weekend.